Five Kootenay-based organizations will receive provincial funding for projects focused on public safety, violence prevention and healing. Kootenay Boundary Community Services Cooperative, Valley Community Services Society, Nelson Community Services Society, Circle of Indigenous Nations Society, and Castlegar and District Community Services Society are sharing $327,111 following an announcement May 15 from Nelson Creston MLA Brittany Anderson and Kootenay West MLA Katrine Conroy. By helping more people to recover and heal from trauma and abuse, we can help put a stop to the cycle of violence in families and communities, said Anderson in a statement. I'm so glad that our amazing local organizations are receiving funding to continue this vital work. Kootenay Boundary Community Services Cooperative will receive $140,000 for its Safe Kids and Youth Coordinated Response, which supports children and youth in rural communities who disclose abuse, violence or neglect. Valley Community Services Society has been granted $92,000 for a program that assists people transitioning out of the polygamy community living at Bountiful. The supports include mentoring, counseling, and help for parents and children. Nelson Community Services Society will use $40,000 for its Four Feathers program that supports people healing from domestic and sexual violence by using traditional healing practices and elder support. Circle of Indigenous Nations Society has been granted $40,000 for its Indigenous men's and women's healing gatherings in Castlegar. The events use art therapy, traditional ceremonies, medicine wheel teachings and elder teachings for people healing from grief, shame, trauma and loss. Castlegar and District Community Services Society's Safer Space program will use $15,111 for education used to help grade 4 to 12 students stay safe from online crime. In small towns and rural areas, community services organizations contribute so much to the well-being of people and families, said Conroy in a statement. By helping to prevent harm and promote healing, these projects will make our communities safer and healthier places for everyone. Funding for the programs comes from the Civil Forfeiture Grant Program.